So that's one element of how we can do some, in a sense, revaluing and go a step further. You know, one of the ideas that we have is also to take some of the processes that would be required to use in either electric vehicles or building wind turbines or whatever else, actually bring them to these coal sites, because we could actually reduce the cost of the manufacturing, transportation, et cetera, by doing that. Many of these coal mines already have infrastructure that actually is ready for siting of industrial sites. It's unfortunate that Jan van Doderk was not able to make it today, because he has some insight about how those things can be done. And in Poland made a very interesting and prescient move, in that they created an organization in Poland that's actually responsible for taking these mines that are being closed and accumulating the titles and permits, et cetera, so that these mines can be reclaimed and repurposed. This process now is taking on the order of about 2 years. I know that there's a lot of motion to try to reduce that so that it comes earlier. But last year, we heard earlier this year in our annual meeting on coal mine methane, we saw two examples where there are plans for this repurposing, which is to create industrial parks, et cetera. And all of that is made possible because those packages were there. So the next investor doesn't have to go scramble, find the titles, find the permits, et cetera, but there's a package ready for investment. This is very, very, very important. This allows then the most important aspect in my mind about just transition, which is, again, we talked about the investment in the resource itself, but we also have to be thinking about the investment in the people and what we do in terms of reskilling, et cetera. This is something that can't happen unless there's a replacement industry. And when we look at just transition in other parts of the world, unfortunately, some of these were either abrupt without planning, or even if there was some planning, they were somehow not sufficient in one way or the other. When we were in Pittsburgh last year, we learned that even though that transition had taken place really more than 30 years ago, 40 years ago in some cases, when steel mills were being closed and coal mines were being closed, there were still pockets of poverty not so far from Pittsburgh, which were the old mining and steel manufacturing areas. So we have to be very, very concerned about that. We're not going to go directly to talk about the people involved yet. What I'd like to do is move now to Adrian Bieluku, and please tell us about the experience in Albania.
Thank you. Thank you,